Story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
We all know the far left is waging a relentless assault on our core American values, pushing higher taxes, bigger government, dangerous sanctuary city policies, and extremist ideas like critical race theories in our schools. You're probably asking yourself, what can I do? Well, former Attorney General Adam Laxalt and his friends at Morning in Nevada PAC are hosting the 6th annual Bask Fry on Saturday, August 14th. And while the event is sold out, the good news is that you have the opportunity to watch it live, online, for free. The speaker lineup is top-notch, featuring some of our country's leading conservative champions, like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Senator Tom Cotton, American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp, and more. The Bask Fry is Nevada's largest annual political event, and there's still a chance for you to live stream all the action, and it's absolutely free. To register, just go to morninginnevadapac.org. That's morninginnevadapac.org. Check it out. Paid for by Morning in Nevada PAC.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Well, I want you to hear this, because this is Laura Ingraham from last night on Fox News Channel. And, you know, we were talking with Victoria Seaman about the eviction moratorium and how that has just turned into a nightmare. And one of the things that the Biden administration did is they said, okay, we're going to put a temporary halt to this thing. And essentially they admitted, we know it's unconstitutional, we know that the courts will probably reverse this, but it will let people stay in their homes a little longer by us bucking the Constitution. This is cut number three, and Laura Ingraham last night on Fox News Channel.
For 4 years, Democrats complained that President Trump had no regard for the rule of law or respect for the Constitution.
I hope there are at least enough senators here who understand that America is careening over a constitutional cliff to fight back against lawless overreach by an out-of-control president.
Donald Trump is lawless, that he believes he is above the law.
The breaking of the law is Trump's point. He is proud of his lawlessness.
Well, yeah, more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. This hour brought to you by the Libre Initiative. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on this Thursday as we inch ever closer to the weekend right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 4:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, that crash on Paradise has been cleared, but there's still some right shoulder activity. Interstate 15 southbound, that's at Oakey, and you're pretty much bumper to bumper behind that 15 southbound at the 95 interchange. Those lane reductions, they are really slowing things down on the downtown freeways. 95 eastbound at Rancho, four lanes become two. 515 westbound at Eastern, same thing there. Also, you are very, very heavily congested on that transition lane, merging from Interstate 15 north to go 515 east. And remember, the overnight road work continues on Interstate 15 southbound. That's between mile marker 16 and the Nevada-California state line.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders adding to their defense as they have signed defensive tackle Gerald McCoy. It is a one-year deal. He was the third overall pick in 2010, a six-time Pro Bowler. He spent nine seasons with the Buccaneers. He then went on to the Carolina Panthers and the Dallas Cowboys, and now he is going to join the Raiders for this upcoming season. UNLV football, Tate Martell has not yet participated in training camp practice. He is joining the team officially as a walk-on. He has to be medically cleared before he will be able to participate. Once he does, he is going to be in competition for the starting quarterback position. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
I said Chantilly Lace and Eggshell, not Matt.
Colby's Interior Design Consultancy is floored with new clients.
Wait, what am I looking at here? This looks like plaid.
They need an admin with an eye for design and a knack for numbers.
Okay, hey, Luke, take a look at this. Do those numbers look right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like you're going 100 miles an hour, barely keeping up. But to cruise through challenges, you need someone who's right there with you. That's what Dell Technologies advisors do. They have the tech advice you need to get past whatever's in front of you and get to where you want to go. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL and do more with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotion and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with the diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'll let you get back to Laura Ingraham. We teased it before the break. And the Dems are apparently willing to buck the Constitution. This is cut three, by the way. On the eviction moratorium. Listen to this.
For 4 years, Democrats complained that President Trump had no regard for the rule of law or respect for the Constitution.
I hope there are at least enough senators here who understand that America is careening over a constitutional cliff to fight back against lawless overreach by an out-of-control president.
Donald Trump is lawless, that he believes he is above the law.
The breaking of the law is Trump's point. He is proud of his lawlessness.
Well, 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 where are all those principled Democrats now? And I have principled in quotes. Now, this week, Joe Biden and his party erased all doubt as to whether they actually respect our Constitution, the Supreme Court's authority, and the principle of separation of powers. Well, the short answer, they couldn't care less. President Biden defied a clear directive from the Supreme Court on the question of whether the administration's COVID eviction moratorium was unconstitutional. Now, it was kind of a quirky deal. It was a 5-4 decision, and the court decided to leave the moratorium in place. But in a really bizarre move, Justice Brett Kavanaugh joined with the majority of activist justices, but wrote separately that he believed the CDC had, in fact, exceeded its constitutional authority, and that if they continued the moratorium after the expiration date, he would vote to strike it down. In other words, it was very clear. Only Congress, not the White House, can enact legislation ordering private landlords to forgo rent payments.
The bulk of the constitutional scholarship says that it's not likely to pass constitutional muster. But there are several key scholars who think that it may, and it's worth the effort.
You heard that. Biden knows that the Supreme Court will rule that his action is unconstitutional. But he's so scared of the squad that he'll extend a ban on evictions anyway. He'll just do it anyway. on grounds that, did you hear that? Several key scholars think it could survive constitutional muster. Now, is that the new standard for Democrats? Several scholars can actually trump the Supreme Court? Really? I somehow must have missed that in law school.
The president would not have moved forward with a step where he didn't feel comfortable and confident in the legal justification. He asked the CDC and his legal experts to look at what is possible. This is a narrow, targeted moratorium that is different from the national moratorium. It's not an extension of that. It's a different moratorium from a policy and legal standpoint.
Yeah, and six is different from one half dozen. That's just embarrassing. This new and targeted moratorium applies to 90% of all rental properties in the United States. This is flagrant lawlessness, and it's brought us to a moment of real peril in this country. All because Democrats, again, are terrified of saying no to the squad.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Laura Ingraham, last night on Fox News Channel, when you think about it, and a little bit later on, I don't have time to get it in right now, but Laura talked about the how AOC really is the big winner in this eviction moratorium thing. It's a little scary, but it's true. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
What's a financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Wait, you used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump. But a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month. Every single month. You get another check.
Call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19, paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right.
You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Let's take you back to the White House briefing room. Jen Psaki, earlier today, the White House presidential briefing.
And will the administration commit to, once the testing starts, making public how much that is costing?
Well, it's agency by agency, and obviously we're less than a full work week in here, so they're going to be, different agencies are going to be accounting for it different ways, but I certainly think it's going to be covered by existing funds and existing budgets of each agency, but it's not one federal pot.
But can we get an accounting of how much that is costing?
I can certainly check and see, but it's existing funding. So, you know, as people put out their budgets or spending, I'm sure it would be accounted for in terms of how we're planning for and protecting people from COVID. And obviously, funding to cover your testing is included in some of this as well. Go ahead. Go ahead, Tam.
Oh, sorry, I can't see. On the international travel working groups, do you have any sort of a time frame on when their work would be completed, regardless of whether, you know,
like when the policy would be concluded?
Yeah, when the policy would be concluded. I know you can't tell us when Delta's going to go away.
Well, I mean, our goal is to have the policy ready when we're safe to reopen to travel. So it's hard to determine what that looks like. We'll have a better estimate as we see what's happening in our country and around the world. There are active ongoing interagency discussions, but I don't have an estimate on when it will be formally concluded.
And on the Delta variant and breakthrough infections, there have been more and more sort of anecdotal cases of breakthrough infections, famous people like Lindsey Graham getting breakthrough infections. Has the administration thought about or reconsidered the way it talks about the incidence of breakthrough infections, how rare they are, what they look like? Is there any consideration of acknowledging in a more fulsome way that, yes, these are kind of happening on a semi-regular basis?
We have said that. They are happening. I think the most important thing, though, is that vaccines are doing exactly what they should be doing, which is protecting people, the vast majority of people, from severe illness, from hospitalization. And, you know, there's data that's come out in a number of the states that have been hardest hit even in the last couple of weeks. Almost 100% of the new hospitalizations in Alabama are with unvaccinated folks. In Florida, officials have said that more than 95% of those hospitalized were not vaccinated. In Ohio, 99% of Ohio COVID-19 deaths, hospitalizations in 2021 were unvaccinated. So our objective is to project to people very clearly how vaccines can save your life. It doesn't mean that every person who has a vaccine will not test positive for COVID. We know there are breakthrough cases around the country. As more people get vaccinated, there will be more, just as a percentage, just by numbers. We certainly acknowledge that, but I think it's also important for people to understand the benefit of vaccination, which is that it can save your life, it can prevent you from going to the hospital, and that's where we're trying to alleviate confusion.
There you have it. Jen Psaki, just a couple of hours ago, the presidential press briefing from the press room at the White House. Want to remind you that this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. I want you to hear, and I promised I would double back to this, but Laura Ingraham last night I thought was just full of wisdom. And that's why we have a couple of clips from her. And the fact that, in her view, AOC... is the big winner on this eviction moratorium thing. Now, you'd like to think that 11 million families who were facing eviction are the big winners. But it goes deeper than that. This was Laura Ingraham. This is Cut 4. And this was Laura Ingraham last night on Fox News Channel.
She's single-handedly sitting on the Capitol steps, forced the White House and Democrats to push ahead.
Congresswoman Cori Bush, thank you so much for lighting a fire under this.
So they did a little dance. They're celebrating tonight.
And they wonder why no one is watching them. Even if they don't care, this is a real constitutional crisis. If a president can just change any law he wants to because a few legal scholars say, oh, it might be okay, why do we even need a Congress? And we already know Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to force members of Congress to even return to D.C. to have to vote. She just extended proxy voting, remember? And that was put in place because of COVID. So it all kind of works out perfectly. There is a silver lining here. We see who the Democrats really are. It's AOC's party now. They're no more moderates. They don't care about the Constitution or the people who suffer from their lawlessness.
I'm owed over $65,000. We can't take them to court. We still have to provide maintenance. It's coming right out of our pockets. The system's designed to have the smaller independent landlord to give up. So many small landlords are behind.
The Washington Post is reporting that this moratorium could drive thousands of landlords across the country into bankruptcy. So what lessons should we all learn from this? Well, first, Democrats only respect raw power. The Supreme Court should strike down this Biden scheme and the vote should be 9-0. No more needless dithering by Justice Kavanaugh. The voters have to rise up also in 2022 and end this entire fraudulent regime that they're trying to impose on the rest of us. Because once there's no law and no respect for the Constitution, regular working people are going to be completely shut out of the process. They're out of luck. It's all about whether you have connections or not. Which sounds a heck of a lot the way life is like today in a third world country. Or is that what Joe meant when he said, build back better?
I love that. I just love that. By the way, I've got great news for you. And of course, I never bring you the good news. I always leave that to gentleman Jim Dallas, a longtime veteran of these wars. There is good news on the horizon, and it's that football, the National Football League, is back.
Yeah, Kevin, I don't know when it was within the past 10 years or 15 or 20, but I think the national pastime sport has transitioned from baseball to football. And a lot of people are very happy about this. It is the traditional Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio, which, by the way, they're going to be playing the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, now, wow.
That is going to be coming up in just a few minutes. It's on Fox. It begins at 5 o'clock. But they're going to be honoring not one but two classes because of COVID last year. So 2020 and 2021 are going to be presented this weekend. The 2020 crew on Saturday and the 2021 crew on Sunday. But I know a lot of people are looking forward to that. And Tom Flores, who used to coach the Raiders back in Oakland, and that was when they were winning Super Bowls in the 1980s, he is going to be finally inducted into the Hall of Fame. And a lot of people were wondering why he wasn't already in the Hall of Fame, but he's finally going to get his moment in the sun. And Peyton Manning, I think one of the most popular players in the history of the game and one of the best quarterbacks in the history of the game, they're both going to be inducted this weekend. So a couple of good guys, and congratulations to them.
And by the way, you know what, Jim? And I've told my friends this. When people say, well, what's your team? And of course, my team is the Kansas City Chiefs. I covered him for about 10 years, went to training camp with him up in River Falls, Wisconsin, and got to know the coaching staffs under Marty Schottenheimer and others. But I got to tell you, I've always been enamored with quarterbacks. And when Brett Favre, Brett Favre was a quarterback that I followed regardless of the team that he would be on. Peyton Manning, same way. Indianapolis Colts, Denver Broncos. And I move with the quarterbacks. When the quarterbacks move, I move. And I just got to tell you, Peyton Manning was one that I absolutely worshiped the ground he walked on.
Yeah, super nice guy, and really he could be in broadcasting. He could be on national television right now if he wanted to. But hey, he's enjoying life. He's still making a lot of money. He's doing his Peyton Places on ESPN. He's just living a great life and well deserved to. Again, in my book, Peyton Manning, probably one of the top four quarterbacks of all time.
The Peyton Manning, Brad Paisley ads are my absolute favorite.
Hilarious.
I just love it. Gentleman Jim Dallas, always good to have him. And he always brings us the good news. But that's tonight, or actually this afternoon, coming up in just a few minutes on, is it on Fox over the air, or is it?
Yeah, it's on the Fox Broadcast Network.
The mothership. I just love it. Hey, more coming up from Gentleman Jim Dallas in just a bit. Stay with us. More to come as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Well, I'm 67 years old. I lost 71 pounds. I was a size 46 pants 2 years ago, and I've been taking it, and I'm a size 36 pants now.
Congratulations, Pat, on losing 71 pounds and 10 inches off your waistline. Now listen to Brian's results.
My sleeping is better. My joint pains are much better, and the weight loss is coming along. I'm about 13 to 14 pounds lighter. It has reduced my sugar cravings big time. Sugar cravings and reduced joint pains, and those two are big time.
Outstanding results, Brian. Guys, since 2004, men have chosen Andro 400 for one reason. Results. Andro 400 can help you safely lose belly fat, reduce joint pain, gain energy, and boost your testosterone. We guarantee it. Start today and get free shipping on any order. Go to andro400.com for more true testimonials, before and after photos, and special discounts. Only available on andro400.com. andro400.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison and Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Ever wonder what gives me a winning edge? A quick pit stop to check your tire can go a long way, whether you're driving on the track or just on the road. Properly maintained tires handle better in all weather conditions and provide you with the safe stopping power. Do a safety check on your tread depth at home or go online and book a tire inspection appointment.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hard to believe it, but summer is just about over. If you have kids, In the Clark County School District, summer is going to end on Monday because the kids are coming back to school. The teachers are already back. Teachers and staff are already in place. They're getting orientation today, which I think...